This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. We've all heard about the United Nations peacekeeping forces, who are deployed to hotspots around the globe, but there is also an unaligned grassroots organization doing the same kind of work, the Nonviolent Peace Force.
It's a nonpartisan, unarmed peacekeeping group composed of trained civilians from all around the world. We work in partnership with local groups, and we apply proven strategies to protect the human rights and deter violence and help create the space for local peacemakers to carry out their work.
Jan Passion is the Northern California Program Officer for the Minneapolis-based organization, which grew out of the 1999 Appeal for Peace in The Hague. But, along with Santa Rosa resident Linda Sartor, he has also been on the front lines doing the peacekeeping work.
Linda and I joined the first team in 2003. We had a 10-month project in Guatemala protecting some women human rights defenders. We also have a project in southern Philippines in Mindanao working with the conflict there.
More recently, they have both been active in Sri Lanka, working to ease the violence in that nation's festering civil conflict. And even though there continue to be flare-ups, Sartor believes their presence is helping.
What we do is provide a protective presence so that local people can do their peacemaking work with less fear and less violence. What we actually can accomplish doesn't always look like a lot, but people definitely feel safer when we're present and do things that they wouldn't otherwise do.
For example,
sometimes people will come together in a meeting, people who otherwise wouldn't be communicating with each other, people who are afraid of each other, who live in the same neighborhood and are in conflict and fear of each other. But with our presence, they can communicate and overcome some of that fear.
The volunteers who do this work undergo extensive training before they become part of a field team.
Part of what we do to prepare is a fairly intensive training. It's training in conflict analysis, in security, in nonviolent communication, in how to take care of yourself in the midst of so much suffering and fear.
It's work that Linda says requires some fairly specific background.
We look for experience internationally, so people who have lived away from home for long periods of time, people who have several languages, people who have a sense of cultural consciousness, of being respectful of other cultures and not expecting everybody to think and feel the same way or have the same worldview.
In addition, Passion notes, the right personality traits are equally important.
Strong teamwork, strong conflict analysis, and a strong degree of flexibility, because these are hardship posts. So to work in a place where you may hear gunfire on a regular basis, where you meet with mothers who are crying and wanting you to do something to help find their lost child or their abducted child, or where you see death on a somewhat routine basis, we try to recruit people who can sustain themselves in that kind of context.
The Nonviolent Peace Force teams go only to places where they have been invited in by local peacemaking groups, but they've established relationships with nearly 100 such organizations around the world. They currently have about 50 volunteers working in Sri Lanka and about the same number on the Philippine island of Mindanao. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.